JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Now, standing by.
Exciting,
Chips and drink. Here comes Adrian.
Yeah, look, first of all, look, for all the sort of economic and monetary policy wonks out there, this is pretty exciting, Mike, because it's a full monetary policy statement. So full suite of forecasts, full of commentary. It allows for it all to be dissected in great detail. So what are you going to be doing this afternoon, Mike? I know what I'll be doing anyway. Look, a few points I want to make. First point I want to make about the monetary policy statement this afternoon is have a look at where financial markets are currently signalling where interest rates are going to go. So if we look at the various instruments, the various mechanisms that tell you that, things like the shape of the yield curve, forward start rates, futures contracts, all of those are telling you that the markets think the official cash rate will be in or around 3% by May of next year. Now, a wee reminder, it's at 0.75 at the moment. So that's 225 basis points, or 2.25% of hikes. And that's 15 months away. So between now and then, there are actually only 10 official opportunities to raise the official cash rates. So let's do some very simple maths. Basically, the market is saying that the official cash rate will be raised at every opportunity between now and then. Okay, now compared to their sort of targets, so they have targets for CPI inflation, they have targets for maximum sustainable employment. From that point of view, the Reserve Bank, they're already there, you know. So you can see the argument for getting going, for moving 50 basis points. It's not out in left field. So, and then they could go 50 basis points a day and then just sit back and see what the fallout is. The thing is, I don't think they will. I think the correct response is a 25 basis point hike, and I'll tell you why. The first reason why is because that's what they said they would do. And central banks need to be predictable. So late last year, you had the speech with all the avian metaphors, all the bird metaphors. So we're channeling the kotoku, Mike. We're channeling the white heron. We're channeling measured steps, considered steps. Also, we're on the cusp of the peak of the period of peak disruption from Omicron. So a 50 basis point move, I think, would be jarring given the context of that COVID uncertainty. And the financial markets, the other thing I think you have to acknowledge, that the financial markets, they've already built in all those interest rate increases. They're built into current rates. So mortgage rates, for instance, they've already moved. They've already gone. That horse is out of it's gone. So we're going to see the impact of higher rates as on fixed rate mortgage. All the listeners out there with fixed rate mortgages coming up for their resets, and there's an awful lot of them, they're going to get those higher rates already. The housing market is already showing signs of moderating. So I think for all those reasons, 25 basis points today, tell everybody they're going to keep going, and you've got job done. Last week, I spoke about the uncertainties that abound this year, and I'm really interested in seeing how the document rationalizes or reconciles some of those uncertainties. And key issues of that are, what is the impact of COVID on growth over this year? You know, what is the stickiness of inflation? And what is the OCR track, of course? What do they think it is? Where do they see the Kiwi going? We'll report back on all of this in the morning, Mike, but I will be agog with interest this afternoon.
All right, fantastic. We're freaking out about Ukraine.
Well, you know, I want to make a point here. There's a high level of short-term uncertainty in this Russia-Ukraine situation, but I just want to reiterate, if we look at history, geopolitical events tend to be short-term influences on financial market. They're not the long-term influences. So you've got to remember the key issue in the background is concern over inflation, interest rates, and the impact that they will have on some of the frothy valuations out there. So the US market was closed on Monday. They're trading now. The market rallied initially. There was sort of some relief that we were going to see some meetings on. It was looking stable. It's weaker in the last hour, and then it sort of rallied back. Now it's weakening off again in the last 5 or 10 minutes. So it's going to be very volatile. But I think it is important that investors look through some of the short-term volatility.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones, as we speak, is 33,736. It is down 342 points, which is about 1%. The S&P 500, 4324. It's down about 0.5%, but I suspect that'll weaken off a little bit in the next 10 or 15 minutes. The NASDAQ, 13,374, down 172 points, about 1.25%. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 7494. The Nikkei lost 461 points, 1.7%, 26449. Shanghai Composite down 33, around 1% as well, 3457. The ASX 200 lost around 1%, down 72, 7161. We were spared a little bit. We only lost 41 points, 0.34%. The NZX 50 closing at 12,114. Currencies, Kiwi dollar stronger, 0.6749 against the US, 0.9340 against the Aussie, 0.5950 euro, 0.4964 pounds, 77.58 yen. Gold up a little bit, $1,902.95, but Brent crude creeping inexorably closer to 100 bucks, $96.88.
See you tomorrow, mate. JMIWealth.co.nz.